While it's not a ride on the Magic School Bus, a retired Mets bus is going through a transformation. Soon to be rolling down the roads of East Central Indiana is the Freedom Bus, an immersive learning project in the works by Ball State students to turn a former city bus into a rolling Black History Museum. A team of architects, historians, and marketers are literally redesigning the interior of the bus piece by piece.
Right now, the bus is completely gutted on the inside. Our job is to kind of build the infrastructure for exhibits, get some prototypes.
Designer Andrew Daniels says the plan is to take the bus to schools and youth programs in and around Muncie, telling students more about civil rights movements that happen right where they are living today, something Daniels says isn't talked about enough.
We decided that we really wanted to focus on the counties right here, the counties it would actually be going to, and focusing on the stories from here. Showing the kids that it wasn't just the national movement, it was local too.
Marie Prevost, another student working on the Freedom Bus project, says she is a part of the movement because of the learning opportunities it will give to young students.
The KKK still exists. They're still an organization with copyrights. There are people that are part of that organization, and there's still people that believe that we should be segregated and have that the white race is the superior race and they should be pure. So if we don't get that out there, then students are going to learn whatever teachers can manage to fit in their curriculum.
The Freedom Bus itself has history of its own. After a full life as a Muncie City bus, Mitz donated it to Ball State University and gave the 30-foot rig a rebuilt engine and transmission free of charge. Beth Messner, a Ball State professor leading the Freedom Bus project, says the bus is ready for service yet again.
There are very little left of the original interior of the bus. We do have a few seats, and we've got the grab bars that are still left. We also have, which is very important to us, the handicapped accessible lift.
The bus won't be taking off without a historic touch.
One of the things that was given to us in the initial development of this project was a replica of the bus change box that was present in the Montgomery buses at the time that Rosa Parks did her bus boycott and protest.
The project is funded by the Edmund and Virginia Ball Foundation and several local donations. In the coming months, the team will continue to develop more exhibits for the bus and map out its road trips to any bus stop where young minds await a ride on the Freedom Bus. In Muncie, Cameron Riddle, IPR News.